plate a potential nugget.
So just moving on and coming to the recently launched book, Pop's 30 Second Thrillers. I was intrigued by the title and I read it. And it really was fascinating to go back memory lane and really look at these ads, because in a lot of ways, they were an integral part of childhood. Some of these ads like, you know, Nirma and Lidl and a bunch of other ads. If you really look at the underlying elements behind the success of these ads, what are the 3-4 themes in these ads that stand out, which make them, which made them the success that they were?
I think for any advertising to live that long, there has to be some magic in them.
Right.
Okay, right. I think good advertising is like a homeo pill. Okay. While the outer coating is the entertainment, which is sweet and nice, and then the medicine actually is hidden inside. But imagine if you were to have a pill which is the other way. So like the allopathy pills we used to have when we were young, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. Without any of those coatings, which is so bitter that you want to throw them. So that's the secret, you know. If you see all the popular work, you know, which I have picked up, not from advertising agencies' perspective, from people's perspective. So all these ads have got, you know, something which made people connect. You know, whether it is a little girl who said, you know, I love you, Rasna. You know, Rasna cut became a cult, you know, for children. So that was age of innocence, you know. That, you know, she is very selfish. And instead of giving one glass to the doll, she actually has that also, because on behalf of the doll she has. There are a lot of innocence, you know, which is built, and you go back to your own childhood, or you go back to the observation of your own children or nephews or nieces, and then you empathize with that. So when you look at advertising which stands the test of time, they all have this quality of human nature, corner of eye observation, a greater human truth which is inside. And if you were to say children are innocent, they are simple. That's the life truth. Rasna's truth, the product truth, is it's simple. You just have to mix it with some water and then serve. The product is so simple. It was so simplified. Never any other product had as simple as that, you know, for people. So this is the product truth and this is the life truth. They both are matching 100%. Correct. So you have a great ad which talks about both. It connects with people and also it charms people.
Yeah. Right. Very interesting. And again, reflecting on people, if you've interviewed several ad makers that were behind the making of these advertisements. Again, just maybe reflecting on some common themes. Are there 3 or 4 themes about them which make these people so distinctive in the work they do?
So all of them, you know, as I said, you know, they're all great storytellers. And they have the knack of human observation and then culling out great life insights. And then picking the relevant insight for the relevant brand. Because we live with so much of observation and so many insights in your head. But picking the right one for the right brand is the judgment which you make.
Correct.
You know, that is what makes an ad great. You know, the relevance is very high. It becomes, you know, really great. Look at all the Fevicol advertising, you know. Look at the advertising for Pepsi, which Agnello did, you know, or the Nike. So each one of them, you know, have this ability to tell a beautiful story and also understand, you know, which insight to be used at what time for what brand. So that makes them quite different. And all of them are obsessive.
Obsessive about?
About their craft and then their ideas. So once you get an idea and never give that up, you've seen Happy Dent commercial, the length with which they have gone to really make it, or the Thumbs Up commercials which I did. If you were to cheat, not do a bungee jumping, actual bungee jumping, you would have not had that impact. And bungee jumping was not there in India. So you had to actually get, it would have been easier to go and then shoot in New Zealand. That is where bungee jumping was born. Modern bungee jumping was born with AJ Hackett. But those days, foreign exchange was a huge problem. Either you have to choose an illegal means of going and then shooting there, or legal means of getting them to India and then shooting it in India. It was more expensive. Got them to India and made them do this. So at the time when once you get an idea to execution is when creative people become extremely obsessive about what they do, and they take pride in the finished product.
And there, do you see a clash between commerce and creativity?
It is to enhance the commerce. The more craft which you put into your work, the multiplier effect will become that much more. You can have lazy ideas, you can spot those ideas, but they make no impact to people. Because the idea is bad, the idea was not brought in to life, as much passion as it should have. And then if you look at all the advertising, every little detail is being taken care. When you see HDFC, which is what I passionately worked for so many years, till I left, every little detail, you will never see a mother serving tea. While the father and little girl are talking about what the girl wants to become, she wants to become an astronaut. They both are talking, you see the wife sitting behind on a table and then working on a computer. It's the father on a Sunday taking care of the child, and then you have the mother who is actually doing her office work on a computer. So this is a progressive one because I have a different agenda. I don't want to stereotype women, and then therefore I find ways to do it. But if you see the brand is consistent, now they can't get out of it. So they become victims of their own image. That's where your passion and then your interest will come. If you were to remove that self-respect in the context of financial independence, there is no brand. And then today, HDFC Life, the more they advertise, the more HDFC Bank does well and their home loans do well. Not only it impacts that business, it also impacting the businesses of the group. So it is adding back quite a lot. So commerce, it is just that, the more you craft it, the better it is. That Cadbury, that girl, Kuch Khaas Hai.
The dancing on the ropes.
Dancing. The fence, it is the greatest liberation. Amount of money in the stadium, putting all those and then getting the cricketers and then doing that entire, it was very expensive film. But look at the impact of what had happened. British Airways, it was again one of the most expensive films for internet. But look at the impact which it has made.
Which one is this?
British Airways.
Which
the grandmother and then the air hostesses. So there are a lot of times when you craft something, you need to do it in a way which is convincing. And then the more you do that, the more impact. That's where you make a 10 rupees work like 100. That's where even clients also get the money back. It's only short-sightedness that, chalega, kuch bhi chalega, sasta mein karenge.
I love the metaphor that Pops uses, homeopathy pill versus allopathy pill. I guess that's the power of stories where people gravitate towards it, and then you engage them and leave them with a hard-hitting message, whether it's a movie or a CEO addressing his or her team. The other point he makes about ad filmmakers is an interesting one. The fact that they have a knack for human observation and have insights in their head, and they have the knack of putting out the right insight in the right context, and that judgment is what makes them special. I remember hearing something very similar in the context of the comedian Billy Connolly and his approach to improvisational comedy. That's again another art form that requires a similar set of skills and capabilities. Thank you for listening. Just a quick note on how the content is organized in the podcast. At playtopotential.com, you could access each of the journeys and either listen to the full conversation or a particular nugget. If you want to access specific themes around leadership or transitions, you could visit the curated playlists section at the website. To give you a flavor, topics include women leadership, resilience, early formative years, reinventing yourself, and so on. If you find the podcast purposeful, do take a moment and leave a review on iTunes.